Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, gracing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends, man. It's happening throughout up to the hour 8. Tuesday Live, the name of the show. Thank you so much to Johan Els. Thank you, Johan Els. And of course, it's taking you up tomorrow morning again. What a joyride it always is with him. I really appreciate you, sir. All right. We must start with some good music, man. We must start with some good music. And much of the times, you know, when we start the show, we start with some signature music, you know, that will make us enjoy even far much more. There's some songs that I think maybe you and I can enjoy together. There's a song that I think you and I can enjoy together. And when you feel down, when you feel let down and somehow things have not gone well, man, you know, your life has been in danger. But the Father has not been unfaithful. He has not been unfaithful, you know. And each and every time when some bad things really happen, we need friends around us who can take us to the King.
Share the love. Share the truth. Share the life on 657 AM. On 657 AM.
Advertiser ibusiness lakho ku Radio Pulpit ube semgangathweni. I Radio Pulpit iyibrand ethenjwe kakhulu eminyakeni edlula amashumi amane futhi inabalaleli abadlula u 400,000. Sesinama package amahle kakhulu kanye nezindawo eziningi zoku advertiser ukuze ibusiness lakho likhule. Uma ufuna uku advertiser thinta uSanet ku 012-334-1254 noma uthumele i-email kusanet@radiopulpit.co.za. Futhi ungathumela i-SMS ethi advertise ku 37871. I-SMS ikhokhelwa imali ejwayelekile.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. Part 2 tonight of demons. Part 2. We're talking about that. Those spirits. Those bad spirits. We are talking about that. We are touching part 2 tonight. And Baruch Yah is on the line with me. Malak, greetings to you. Welcome.
Shalom. Shalom, brother, to you, Malak, and to your family. Also to Professor Wilson Desi in absentia, and to her family too, the Radio Pulpit family. Greetings to your household in the mighty name of Yahusha HaMashiach of Nazareth, trusting that we're going to have a good, great, and informative show. Halala.
I trust you are well.
Super great, super well. 100.
Otamaka spitisa kachiban 100. I hope la kachiban. I hope la kumbiela vitang Toyota High Ace. I hope la.
Yeah.
If it's 100, it'll ladev. You must never think that it will stuck. No. You'll arrive in Durban in 3 days. You know, but your neck is stuck, you know?
Yeah.
Good to hear from you, Malak. Good to hear from you.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, we are talking about these wicked beings under Hashatan's domain. They are also referred to as evil spirits. And also, we find that they are even able to have their way with people. And such people would be referred to, which is derogative, as demoniacs or people who are demon-possessed, something like that. Also that these can be cast out. These spirits have no power over the children of believers or over us as the children of the Father. Even though that they work to blind the minds of unbelievers, and they also make sure that sinners are under the dominion of Satan. They also are lying spirits that tempt to disobedience. You know, we also know about that. We touched on that last week very much so. As to what these are even all about. Now, we said we are going to get to part two of this because it's important that we do so and we conclude the matter. Since last week, if you can remember very well, we were not able to finish up or even start properly. Remember, I was locked outside. So we couldn't start properly. So we said, okay, let us do part two and get it done, you know, this very aspect as to what it is all about. So those who are joining us, we are talking about it, the very aspect of demons, these evil spirits and evil spells, evil spirits, what they are all about and what they do in the lives of people. Now, look, these spirits, basically, they make us to, and if I can say it quite well, to actually be prone to the malignant works of Satan. Now, if you look also in 1 Chronicles 21:1, now Satan stood up against Israel and moved David to number Israel. When they say Satan stood up against Israel, they mean Satan and his army, his arsenal, Satan and all the demons. And they moved David to number the people. In other words, they brought a spirit of pride, the spirit of self-achievement, the spirit of own worth, you know, the spirit of self-glory, you know, and they call it a simple thing and say, no, you're just taking stock, you know, as a king, you need to take, yeah, census, as a king, you need to take stock, you know. Also, we know with regards to these spirits, they also work in inflicting diseases. We know of Job. He says, so Satan went out from the presence of the Elohim and struck Job with painful boils from the sole of his foot to the crown of his head. It's Satan. When they say Satan moved, they're talking about Satan and his domain and all the demons that accompany him. And the impression that Satan wants us to have is that he's working alone so that we don't pay much attention to his agents. Monitoring spirits, these evil spirits, monitoring spirits, they are there. And we need to be careful of them and see what they do so that we can be able to stand firm against them. Now, Zechariah 3:1, it says, then he showed me Joshua the high priest standing before the angel of the Elohim and Satan standing at his right hand to oppose him. They oppose the righteousness of the saints, each and every saint. They come in as an opposition. Whether they win or lose, they come in as an opposition against the saint. We should know that. You know, when you know the Father is telling you to fast and pray, and you go like, ish, that chicken that I left yesterday, hey, batlo icha batho bayong. And start fast the other day. These spirits are like that. Go and do good to your parents, and the Father guides you to go and do good to your parents or to your children. And then you postpone this because there are other matters that are pressing. These spirits are opposing the very aspect of the righteousness of the believers, you know. And then also, they ruin the body and the soul. So I'm just recapping. They ruin the body and the soul. Look, in Luke chapter 9, verse 42, and as he was still coming, the demon threw him down and convulsed him. Then Yahusha rebuked the unclean spirit, healed the child, and gave him back to his father. They want to ruin the body and the soul. If you can look at the kind of manner in which our young people are engaged in drugs, the addiction that is there, the introduction of nyaupe, the prevalence of tech or tick, cocaine, and all those things that are there. And also, if you are following history, you'd see what is happening in Gambia, the young people in Gambia there. Even now, the government is taking exceptional measures to keep the trend of what they call, I think they call it skook or something. It's taking young kids like nobody's business. These are works of demons to destroy nations, to destroy people, to destroy lives, families, marriages. We see that. To destroy and to dissuade people away from their destiny. We see much of that. So, like I said, quite a lot we will be reading with regards to this. And, of course, we were able to record Professor Buyiso Ndezi earlier on because she is busy, you know. She is busy tonight. So we will take aim at her and try to speak to her just after this.
Need to turn up the heat on your business marketing? We want to help you grow your business. Radio Pulpit is offering a whopping 30% discount on all winter warmer packages, valid until 31 August 2025. To find out more, visit radiopulpit.co.za or email sales@radiopulpit.co.za.
All right, 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit. Professor Buyiso Ndezi, greetings to you. Welcome.
Greetings, Brother Ray. Thank you very much for the welcome. I greet you and your family in the wonderful name of our Lord, Yahushua HaMashiach. I also greet Brother Baruch here and his family, not forgetting the Radio Pulpit family. I greet you all in the glorious name of our King, Yahushua HaMashiach. In continuing with our discussion about demons, I think it is important that we go back to the definition and also the basic understanding of what these spirits are. These are evil spirits that are under the dominion of Satan. These are the spirits that are hostile towards God's image. These are spirits that are contrary to the will of God. Their mandate is to continually disprove who God is. These are spirits of iniquity. These are the instrument of iniquity, and their mandate is to make sure that people are living God and they believe their lies, they believe their deception, they believe what they do. The other thing that you need to understand with or about demons is the fact that these are spirits that portray the omni power, the great power, as though they are able to do everything under the sun. We see this when we look into the book of Genesis chapter 3. In this particular passage, we are seeing the enemy visiting Adam and Eve, and when he found Eve, he asked the question about what God had done. And in that questioning, it was about him trying to show up as the omnipresent, as the all-knowing creature, as the creature that has everything that a man would desire. And these are the spirits that will portray a certain type of wisdom, but this type of wisdom is limited. So it means when people are in God, they need to be wiser than the enemy, because the enemy will always come in his craftiness. So we can also speak of the demons or these evil spirits as the spirit of craftiness, as the spirit of deception, as a spirit that has come to take people away from the Father. These are the spirits that do not want to see the goodness of the Lord being paraded, the goodness of the Lord being lived out by the people of God. So in understanding this, therefore, it will make us to be aware of anything that happens in our lives, because these can also come in a subtle manner, in a manner that will not be visible to us. In the same way that these spirits came to Eve and began to be gentle in his approach, not knowing that the enemy wanted to take her away from the Lord. So these are spirits that are unclean. Therefore, if they are unclean, their duty and responsibility responsibility will not be clean. So it means, as the children of God, we need to be aware of these facts. You cannot be visited by the enemy and expect to bear the fruit that is in line with God. So it means when the enemy has influenced you, anything that you will do will be in line with the enemy, will be in line with what he is teaching you. So in other words, when the enemy comes like a flood to you, wanting to sweep you away, you have a way of fighting the enemy by going to the Lord, by the Holy Spirit, who is continually our guide. So we need to be aware first that we are dealing with the spirits that are not meaning to leave us standing in God, spirits that are not meaning any goodness to happen in our lives and in the lives of a humankind, simply because these spirits are anti-God. They are fighting the Father. They are fighting the will of the Lord. They are fighting the position of God, even in the lives of the people. We are looking at the scripture in Revelation 12, verse 9. It says, "So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him." But you can go back and ask a question, why was he casted out? It is because the enemy wanted the position of God, wanted to be recognized as God. So I'm saying this to say, when we deal with these spirits, these are spirits that want to take the full dominion and want recognition as God in people's lives. But because we serve a God who is all-knowing and all-loving, God has given us understanding that we may be aware of these spirits. When they want to control you as God, you must know that you have power over them. So when they were casted out from heaven, it is because they wanted to take the position of God. I'm saying this to say, these spirits, when they come into your life, they want to take their position of God. So when they were casted out into the world, it means we, as the people who are in the world, must be aware that they are here. And they are not here to rest. They are not here to sleep. They are not here to take just a visitation. But they are here with the aim of trying to take over. Not only taking over the land, but they also want to take over the souls, taking over the people of God's lives. So in other words, when they come, they have a mission. These are spirits that do not want to leave anything unturned, that do not want to leave any house unoccupied, any room unoccupied in the life of a person, because their mandate is short-lived. It is expected that there shall be a time when the King of Glory, Yahushua HaMashiach, will quench the power of these spirits once and for all. So which is why when they operate with strength that they want to consume everything. But when God has given us this enlightenment, it means we must know exactly who we are and how are we going to deal with this. We must understand that these angels of darkness are the angels that once had positions. So it means when they come into your life to influence you, they want to take a certain position even in your life. It means they come to dominate. They come to take over. They come to rule. They come to be people, or they come to be spirits whom want to be known in the life of a person. But rest assured, Colossians 2:15, having disarmed principalities and powers, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it. Meaning we are dealing with the spirits that have already been conquered. We are dealing with the spirit that have been disempowered. We are dealing with the spirits that have no power, because our King Yahushua HaMashiach ensured that he disarmed them, made sure that he take the power that they have. So it means when they come with deception. They come with lies. They come with things that you would believe. But you must know that everything that they say is not true, because they are already defeated. So we are dealing with the spirits that have no power anymore, but they will use tricks. They will use lies. They will use the weak point that we have. So when we understand this notion and this reality, the people of God will know that dealing with demons is as easy as putting yourself in God. So if I put myself in God, it is easy for me to deal with the spirit, because I am in the one who has disarmed these principalities and powers. So it means I begin to operate by the same power that he operates with. And I know that these demons do not have power over me. And the other thing that I want us to understand, Brother Ray, is that these spirits thrive in ignorance. They thrive if you don't know your position. They thrive if you don't know the word of God. They thrive if you don't know what to do. So it means we must take our position of knowledge. We must take our position in Yahusha. We must take our position of authority and begin to speak as we should speak and begin to fight as we should fight. We don't even have to sweat when we need to come against this spirit. The power of the word, the power of truth, the power of knowledge is enough for us to command and to speak against them. When they come against us with deception, we speak the word. We are not going to be like Eve, who will be deceived, but we will speak the word unwaveringly, knowing that the Father has given us authority over them because we have the word in our mouth. So these are the things that we must know, that these spirits have not come to be friends with you. Yes, they will pretend to be friendly. They will want you to be friends with them, but you must know that the mandate behind their friendship is so that they can control and consume, because when they come, they want to take a certain position in the life of a person. In the same way that their principality, the ruler Satan, wanted to take the position of God in heaven, which is why war broke out in heaven and Satan was thrown down as Michael was fighting the enemy by the power of the Most High. So we must continue understanding that demons are evil spirits. These are spirits that want to control. These are spirits that want to make sure that God is not known. They want to disprove the presence of God. They want to disprove that there is a great God. And that knowledge will help us to know how to deal with this enemy, with these spirits, evil spirits, contrary spirits, spirits of deception and distressing spirits.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Professor, there. Absolutely, 100% I concur. These spirits are distressing spirits.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012 334 1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Did you know that demons inspire lying signs and wonders? Signs and wonders that deceive people. The word 2 Thessalonians 2:9 says, the coming of the lawless one, which means his domain, the devil himself, is according to the working of Satan, with all power, signs, and lying wonders. People run to these signs and wonders. Demons, under the domain of Satan, always, they do these signs and wonders, lying signs and wonders. And they demonstrate a form of a power in wickedness, which somewhat, somehow, at times, our gullibility makes us to run to. Malak, what comes to mind?
Shalom, Rabbi Malak. Sure, I don't even know where to start. But it is true. Maybe let's start it from the first link that you did. You spoke of armies and the Kibata who relayed that so that people can be able to connect. However, as you spoke, it's the armies, it's not just one person, but he has armies. Let's say the army of South Africa or the army of a country. Remember, but So it means ko army, renale air force, renale navy, renale marine. So Lebanon, they operate in that fashion. Or Lebanon, they operate in that fashion. So that is why I'm going to be marine spirit. Baba operate everything and they will excel in that area. So meaning that those malachims or angels, that the fallen angels, let me put it that way, that will chase again. So Basa Maile Banali responsibility. Baku will be responsibility. Now, Modi Ring came Sabon, Hadia Sayewa. They were just chased away. And Kurahuru now, ki general, So that kind of a thing now they come and they operate now. Now they come and they operate now. The picture, hypothetically, let's say you have a ruling party which has a sitting president. Now, who was the sitting president, and then the ruling party would be the one that supports Abayahua. But then you have the opposition. What does the opposition do? The opposition will constantly be fighting and fighting and trying to find holes to say, no, this is not correct and what not. So how do we understand that way? Then this is exactly what Satan wants to do. You know, because we are in the reign of Abayahua. But he comes and he comes to point out things, or not, why are you doing this? Or it should not be done that way. You know, that's it really this way, and look, I can give you better. So now we end up raising. We would now maybe start now to forget about this, what is of the truth, this, what is of Abayahua, and now the focus is drawn to the one who is the opposer, who is leading us astray. So I hope it's much nice for it. Now, also, we were speaking Second Thessalonians, the coming of the Lawless One,
yes,
and his works, and his displays of power, and through signs and wonders. Yes, that serves life. So meaning that, keep on calling, so now now imagine somebody attacking each other, maybe 20,000 gold and what not, and then you start to believe because you know how easy it is. But how easy, and when you breathe, you will know the right to Amoena. So this is what the time has done, that because we lack knowledge, we lack understanding, we lack wisdom, we never get to invest time in reading the scriptures. We are good kadisopi. We can watch movies, we can watch soccer, we can sit mobile TikTok. But if we were to spend that time on the road, we get tired. Now he brings that deception. And I have a khatala. Most of the people have been so blessed that revolving to people as you see what could more box soon. It's what this preacher is talking about. Because somebody now read the book, and that they can have more following, and that now something about the battle seeds and everything and so it's a fraud that catches people. Some of Batubarukan is that they would be Matakam Meretela. Matakam Meretela, they will start to do an interview, you know, that busy, but you know, check everything about your life and all that. Matakaha for someone who says, and then all that, and then you forgot you're speaking to somebody outside. So these are the things that now Satan at the So now these are familiar spirits. I didn't really know the department. So very familiar will work that, but because you are familiar with them. And then in the high, we see in it's somebody I can see that is why they are familiar. So now, how you get to be excited, we will have. And if I get one thing in this thing, Baba Maslam, see? So they are the ones that are holding us back for Rusatuel. They are the ones that are fasting the evil. But now, how does it happen? The Bible says, guess what? We can feel force. Who do you ever see to keep a healing? I will attack a deal of your place. Can you know? Baba Tao, who they make in Sahore, only baby. You have to attract them. I know you want to do because they see and they know you have influence. Maybe let me put this point. So last evening he said they are called Shadim in Hebrew and Oshad, Shadim in plural. So that is where the name in English Shadow comes from. Shadow comes from. So demons are like shadows. Now, Kibatare Rinna has something about light.
Yeah.
When Trevor Noah is setting in, and then calling a spotlight on him. So, how many a shade runner who is a feeling? So, you witness light, how is a feeling? So that Jose Hanan is shade. So, which means there has to be light that is covering. And I can like seeing it cover a motor, especially let's say from motor going straight down. You won't see a shade. Marhai Kara from Tama side. You really like it, Shadow in Nakumura, like it, Shadow Nakupe. So you can now be able to notice who. Imagine now, if this light, Rarete Abayatima. Now, which means, can you see the more lighting, more spotlighting, say? Now, there are things that could be maybe leading us or pulling us back. So, if you tell me to, after the lady said, I know the land. So, I deposited something in the person's mind. Correct. What do I mean? Some of us to know who to know more life. you know, go and commit this particular time. And then, how are you going to say to me? Why not on a much travel in Illinois? Because on after the 30 hours, I will influence it and so forth. But I will hear it because I told you how I will when it's in front of you. And backwardness as well. Everything is shut. Like nothing is moving. But now, in order for us, there is a key that is called the pata. Can be able to unlock Gumavala Uvaliwe.
Yeah.
So now when we use the word, when we stay in the word, because I said last week, the word is a weapon. So now we are fighting against principalities, we are fighting against powers, we are fighting against demonic entities. Now, in order for us to see, Masola would have this X-ray vision to see who they can see through. So now, if we take that example to say, now, when we have the words in us, when we meditate in the silence of extra vision, and now, we sit up blindly. But now, we sit up, Shalom Rabba.
Tuda. Now, send us your WhatsApps. 082-657-2729. Tell us what you feel about this. The very notion of demons, what they do, the damage they cause, the wickedness they lay on us, and why at times we tend to be deceived by this because of their lying signs and wonders. Send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Tumembe ukuyihamba nawe lendlela yobomi. Hlala umamele, tyelela ku radiopulpit.co.za.
I spoke with regards to this that they contained with the saints, and the professor said they also act as a form of a god over people. Absolutely true. Luke chapter 4 verse 6, and the devil said to him, "All this authority I give you and their glory, for this has been delivered to me, and I give it to whomever I wish." They always dangle some power. See, many people who agree with demons would see there's some power that has been promised. And these are lying powers. In other words, they just want to be a form of a god over you. And we need to be careful. What say you, Professor?
Thank you very much, Brother Ray. In going ahead, I would like to read Mark 1, verse 23 to 27. It says, "Now there was a man in their synagogue with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, saying, 'Let us alone. What have we to do with you, Jesus of Nazareth? Did you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God.' But Jesus rebuked him, saying, 'Be quiet and come out of him.' And when the unclean spirit had convulsed embraced him and cried out with a loud voice. He came out of him. Then they were all amazed, so that they questioned amongst themselves, saying, "What is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority he commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." The point that I want to make from this scripture, by the way, is the fact that these spirits take possession of their host. And we are finding this man in the synagogue with an unclean spirit. So this spirit was in him because there was a door, there was an allowance, there was an entrance of the spirit into the life of this person. So it means there was a time where there was an open door, where there was an access, and this access allowed them to take dominion over this flesh, over the life of this person. The other thing that is picked up about this spirit is that they know Yahusha HaMashiach. When they say, "Let us alone, what have we to do with you, Jesus of Nazareth?" It means, number two, they know who he is. They know what power he has. They know the authority that he has. They even know that when he has come, they do not have a place. So it means when we know all of these truths, we can use this truth to our advantage. There is not supposed to be a time and a situation where we say we are defeated by evil spirits, where we can say we don't know what to do because of evil spirits, because we are in the Lord. If we are in Yahusha and we reside in him, we are not just visiting, we abide in him. It means we, by the same power that he has, same authority that he has, we can command, we can take authority in the same way that he did, demonstrating how to deal with the spirits. The Bible says, "For with authority he commands." With authority, these spirits can be commanded, because they know that they are there temporarily. They are dependent on the host for their survival in that particular body. They are time frame in that particular sphere and body is dependent on the person who can come and deal with them by the power of the Holy Ghost, having been filled by the Word of God. So these are spirits who know that they are not permanent in that place, but while they are there, they ensure that they take full dominion. While they are in the life of a person, whilst they are in the territory, they define that territory. They can even make that territory to look the way that they want. So in other words, these are the spirits that can even change the atmosphere of the place. They can change the outlook of a person. They can change your behavior. They can change how you think, because they take control. Remember, earlier on we've been saying these are spirits that want to take a certain position, and when they have gotten a chance of taking that position, they want to dominate and take authority. Remember the man by the other side of the country of Gadarene. The Bible says this man stayed by the tombs. It means the habitation of this man was defined by the presence of these spirits in his life. So they define where people stay. They define how they stay. They define the behavior of the people. So it means, Brother Ray, when we see some traits in our lives and the traits in our children's lives that are ungodly, we need to be alerted immediately about the involvement of these spirits, because they come to dictate behavior. They come to dictate thought patterns. They come to dictate even the speech of people, and people will find themselves speaking a language that is ungodly, and they are not aware that they are speaking from the platform of demons. They are speaking from the abundance of demons and of Satan. So in other words, we need to be aware and be always cognizant of the words that come out of our mouth, because we can easily be controlled, be overtaken and overwhelmed by these enemies. And the other thing that we must be aware of are the subtle means in which the enemy come to the life of a person. They can come through the ways and the things that you love the most. And earlier on, we had spoken about the desperation that sort of opens the door to these spirits. When people become too much desperate, when people become so much needy, the enemy can bring things that look like what you are looking for, only to find that they were just looking for an access, looking for a way in, so that they can come and consume and control you. But rest assured, the Father has given us this power and the spirit of the Son, that we can act against these spirits. In Matthew 10, verse 1 and 2, it says here, "And when he had called his 12 disciples to him, he gave them power over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all kinds of sickness and all kinds of diseases." It means it's giving us another reality of their existence. They are existing here and now around us. So if we know that they exist, we must also know this part. Yahusha gave us power over these unclean spirits to do what? To cast them out. So it means we need to speak the word. We need to take authority. We need to take dominion. And also, we must not take things lightly and think, right, nalena ingenzeka, or nalena it's acceptable. Not everything is acceptable. Look about these sicknesses and disease. He wouldn't have given them power over sicknesses and disease if some sicknesses and diseases have no source from these evil spirits. It means we can be able to heal ourselves by the power of the word, knowing that we've been given power and authority against these spirits or against the sicknesses, because the sicknesses are not originating from the Father. So this understanding and knowledge is comforting, Brother Ray. This knowledge is making us take our position with confidence and not be afraid. Then we can go to that scripture that says, "Be anxious for nothing." Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, make your requests known unto the Lord by prayer, supplication, and thanksgiving, so that the peace of God will abound in your heart. So in other words, even when I go through challenging times that have been instigated by the enemy, because I know this word, because I've been enlightened by the word of God that they exist, these spirits exist, but I can rise above them. I've been given power over them. Then I don't worry, so that I don't open the door even more for this enemy to consume me and take control of my life. I think what we need to take from this, Brother Ray, is that it is important that we know. The biggest problem is when we don't know about these things, that they take us by surprise, that we try to treat everything else normally as though they are physical things, whereas they have a spiritual source. So we must know that most of the things that happen in our lives have a spiritual source, and therefore it means they need to be dealt with from the realms of the spirit. We need to rebuke, we need to speak the word, we need to make sure that we do not accept these spirits to stay in our lives. In the same way that the devil was casted out of heaven, we need to cast these devils out of our lives as well, because we have power to do so. These are unclean spirits. These are spirits that have come to defile us, spirits that have come to confuse us, spirits that have come to disprove our God. But we know better. Our Father loves us, and he didn't leave us without knowledge. We know what to do. We just have to take that position and begin to rule. Hallelujah. Thank you. Blessings to you, Brother Ray.
Thank you so much. And of course, the very notion of these spirits is that they like also the notion of removing the good seed, sowing tares. Matthew 13, verses 19, 38, and 39. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, then the wicked one comes. And every time when it speaks of the wicked one, you must know it speaks of the union of Satan with his demons. The wicked one comes, and it says, and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is he who received seed by the wayside. Verse 38 says, The field is the world, the good seed are the sons of the kingdom, the tares are the sons of the wicked one. Now we start to see demons as such also. And it says also, the enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are the angels. Now, we know that these are spirits that like to sow tares in lives of people and to pluck out the good seed. Malak?
Shalom, Rabbi Malak. Hey, how do you work the tares? Re ka bua ka mofero or go na le let's say o jetse kgedichi o jetse mara go tlhoka dilo tse o tsa dijalang right so yanong so exactly a ge ke kopa go bolelela bareetsi ba rona gore everything e etsagalang e re bonang mo lifeng it's what the scripture is telling us. The scripture is not speaking of something all these things are in front of us. It's just for us to be able to translate them because everything exists within the mind or it's within one space. There's nothing that is outside. Now, there's a lesson to be learned, that's all. It's just that relevant. We tend not to katala. We take things for granted. So, but Harakan will know, okay, if you want to make it spinach, if one has the same way, the very same way, it's exactly the same way. That's how Satan operates the matrimonial heart. And you start now to understand because now it's how Jala, only memory, natural or Jala. You now can see, man, this thing is here. Now I don't need to be meditating, overthink about it and all that. It's just something that is simple. So now, when we talk about it, every day, you take a bath. You take a bath because then, we crown a little bit of it's not like a family of the thing and everything. So now, if you take your phone bath, your water, and everything that I need to cleanse myself because I'm being the flesh and the spirit. Contaminate. So now, how does that happen? So now, it shows when we don't do the word, when we don't read the word, it will be similar like the one who doesn't take a bath, the one who didn't brush their teeth. So we need to be able to understand in that, in that theory. Closer to us. As much as it has to happen, then I need to take the word. As much as it has to happen every time, then let it not be just bread, but let it also be the word. So what is not wanted in us, it gets to be a waste. It is excreted out of the body. So Abaya, who has created these things for us to see and to can be able to relate? So, Professor was talking of the power and the authority of Yahusha that has been given to us. So we have to understand, Yahusha, we can look at the scripture in the book of Exodus 13, number 3. Yeah, and Masha said unto the people, remember this day in which you came out from Egypt, out of the house of bondage, for by the strength of the hand of Abba Yahuwah, who brought you out of this place. So, Yahusha, la Abba Yahuwah.
Yeah.
Why what? Gathering Deuteronomy chapter number 7, verse 8, because Yahuwah loved you, and because he would keep the oath in which he swore unto your father, and he brought you out with a mighty hand, and he redeemed you out of the house of bondage. So again, the mighty hand. Our Father in heaven knows that it is speaking of Yahusha, that is the one who is the deliverer. So that is what we need to understand. So far, he's been given dominion, he's been given power, he's been given authority, as Professor Luis Odezi was talking, to cast out the demons. Now, let's turn this one differently into different scriptures, because Rona, we find time, not because we're better, these scriptures are revealed to us, however they follow what the canonized 66 books of the Bible. But we know the book of somebody written the Apocrypha, which means the hidden books. Now, the people who painted this picture, and the recover of the book of Jubilee, chapter number 10.
Yes.
The book of Jubilee. Now, the book of Jubilee, it is after the flood. So, from verse 1, and on the third week of this Jubilee, the unclean demons begin to lead astray the children of the sons of Noah and to make them to err and to destroy them. Straightforward. And the sons of Noah came to Noah, their father, and they told him concerning the demons which were leading astray and blinding and slaying his sons. And he prayed before Abba Yahuwah Elohim, and he said, Abba Yahuwah Elohim of the spirit of all flesh, who has shown mercy upon me, and you saved me and my sons from the waters of the flood, and have not caused me to perish as you did to the sons of perdition. You favored me, right? And you've been great towards me. Now, there's a crisis that is happening. Bana ba ka bato la monna gore hey gona le mathata a dilo tse di ile gala ya no nna ke tshepe se mo wena, because wena you are the owner, you and wena you can send in sindisi to come and to help. So verse number 4, and verse number 4, but you do bless me and my son, and that you may increase and multiply, right, and replenish the earth. And you know now that the watchers, the fathers of the spirit, acted in my day as those spirits which are living, and imprison them and hold them in the first place of condemnation, and let them not bring destruction among the sons of your servants. Oh, Elohim. Now, he's crying to him that now, may they please not be destroying my sons. Now, number 7, right? Number 7 says, the chief of the spirit, now that Noah has prayed, let them not rule over the spirits of the living, these spirits that we're talking about. They shouldn't rule as the children of the living. Yeah? So now, listen to what happens. And the chief of the spirit, Mastema, comes. Yeah? Because Abba Yahuwah is now to do what? To bind all of them. And Uto Mastema Ari. Mastema verse 8, O Yahuwah of creation, let some of these spirits remain before me, and let them hear my voice and do as I say unto them. So meaning that, don't destroy, and Noah comes and says, may this spirit now be destroyed. Now, the evil one comes and he begs and he says, okay, remember now, Abba Yahuwah is a fair judge. Right? So he comes and he's asking to say, okay, may they not be destroyed. If some of them are not left with me, I shall not be able to execute my power, the powers of my will, over the sons of men. So this is what they want to do. They want to come to execute, to be able to execute the power of the will of Satan. Now, Ari, it would be unfair. Don't judge me. So, judge, accuse, These are for corruption and for leading astray before my judgment. For great is the wickedness of the sons of men. So basically is that I want you to leave me something. Even if you're going to judge me, but then because judgment has ceased, in the meantime, now guess what happens? More one verse now. Abaya who says it's fine. I'm going to let Osaleka 1/10 of the spirit. Meaning that Harusa 1/10. 1/10 means I can apply the 10. Kerufa A1. Say 9 is a guitar. So and which is now Hasatan is using the one tenth to try to corrupt the fans. Now the point is we have to understand Uri. Renale 39 power the authority to can overcome, to can be able to stand, to can be able to rebuke, to can be able to push back and to stay in the protection of the world. So that if much as we but then we go Rehana Karuna and let them not have dominion over us. Shalom.
Tuda. Send us your WhatsApp, 082657-2729, and tell us some of your experiences, how these spirits have gone on to mess up your life, but how also the Father had set you free from them. Let's hear what you say. Send us a WhatsApp, 082657-2729, and you can talk to us directly there.
Phila impilo yakho nathi. Ngena ku radiopulpit.co.za. Umngani wakho imihla ngemihla.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Yongeza ilizwi lakho kweli lethu. Sikumamele yaye sifuna ukuva izimvo zakho. Ungathumela kugospel@radiopulpit.co.za okanye uthumele umyalezo wakho ku WhatsApp ku 082-657-2729.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. The sounds of your life. You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.